My grandfather came to Fort Steele as a cavalry. Oh, he was from Kilcrohan, Ireland. And he and his cousin gathered up some money and bought passage on a ship coming to the United States and got off in New York City. And they were looking for work, so they worked for, Tammany. But when they found out how crooked Tammany was, they decided they would look for other work. So they joined the army and the cavalry. One of the principal battles that he worked on was the Battle of Milk Creek down in Colorado. That was with the Utes out of near Salt Lake City and Denver and all that area. But Milk Creek was about a 3 or 4 day battle. And John Mahoney got a bullet in his leg. And he was 6 months laid up with that leg after that battle. This going to Denver to meet his cousin's wife and marry her just fascinates me because I don't see romance that way in 2 or 3 weeks. And when they came back to Rawlins, they lived in a place downtown that was behind the Cottage Hotel. The Cottage Hotel was a place where ladies of the night lived. And my grandmother would not let her children walk past the ladies of the night home. And so John Mahoney had to build a house. But they never did get the bullet out of the leg. And finally, the poison from the bullet was what killed him in 1930. And he died about 6 or 8 months before I was born. I can drive now through Rawlins, and I pass several houses. One house that my father was born in, and one house where he lived when he was going to school and his parents had built, because it was away from the ladies of the night.